Thank you for calling customer service. This is Tirza. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just received another bottle of Vigorex. I didn't order it. Unless y'all had me on some kind of automatic shipment.
Okay, so are we house to see if we have you as a customer. Can I get a zip code?
75087.
And can I have the first and last name?
James Daffron, D-A-F-F-R-O-N. And I've got the order number here if you need that.
Okay, yes, sir. You said that name was James Daffron?
Yes.
So I can take that order number. Never mind, I have an account here. We have another last name. Is there any other name? Well, we have another first name. I'm sorry. Is there any other name that the account could be under?
No, it's listed on the billing deal as James R. Daffron, Sr.
Okay, so I can look you up by that order number.
Order number is 278-5403.
And you said that was 278-1403?
No, 278-5403.
Okay, so we don't have any order ID or any order for that ID here. I can look you up by the phone number, the email address, or the last four of the card that you initially bought anything with.
Well, I'm looking at this order ID right here from your company. 278-5403.
So our order IDs include letters, so that does not sound like a valid order ID. I can look it by either your phone number or your email address.
Email address is jrdcpa@jrdaffron.com.
Okay, Mr. Daffron, so we don't have anything for that one as well, for that email. And the last thing I can look you up by is the phone number or just the card, the last four of the card that you initially bought anything with.
I don't know which card it was because the thing I got from y'all, the first shipment that I got had a customer ID of 260-5634.
Okay, yes, sir. So that order ID is not in our system as well. I can look you up by the phone number.
Well, let's try that. 469-402-0528.
Okay, so no, sir. We don't have any information here for you in our system. So is this your first time calling this number?
Well, let me tell you something. No, you sent me some product. And it's got an order number and a shipment ID, but yet you say you don't have anything on me. Well, that's ludicrous.
Okay, yes, sir. We just don't have any of your information here in our system. We have a name, but we do not have any first name that you gave.
What name are you using?
I'm not using a name. It's just accounts come up. We have last names, but we don't have the same first name, so there's no name that matches the name that you're giving.
How are you spelling the last name?
D-A-F-F-R-O-N.
That's correct. It says ship to James R. Daffron, Sr.
Okay, yes, sir. So we don't have that information here. I can look it up again if you'd like.
Well, I want to stop any shipments coming. I did not order this last one. I got a trial deal to begin with. Now I've gotten another bottle, which I don't want.
Okay, yes, sir. So, I wouldn't be able to do anything here for you because I don't have any information up here for you. I don't have an account or anything.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. I'm sitting here looking at two different shipment deals. Hold on just a minute. Hello? It is? Sent it last week. Just a minute here. Sent it on November the 11th. Fax number I sent it. Text number I sent it to was 214-750-9983. Well, it's a I had a comment on a comment section, but it's followed by some notes and comments from Dr. George Joseph, the ophthalmologist that we went to, and he had some things he wanted Dr. Tran to see about, especially since we're going to do an MRI today.
Mr. Daffron, are you still on the line with me? Mr. Daffron, are you there?
How about if I email it to you? Fax machines are kind of
Are
outdated.
you there?
Let me email.
Disconnecting call due to non-response.